Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Right, so, hi, my name is Ivan Manzano, and I have a double wall oven that need to be fixed. The thing is that one of your guys apparently came on what was that? On February to install a double wall oven in my house from Home Depot. And but there was something wrong with the installation. I don't know if that's the same case, but I have a PO number maybe you can refer to from Home Depot.
Can you
Let me
provide the
give it
phone number associated with the order?
480-726-6755.
That was 480-726-6755.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, I was unable to locate any orders in our database associated with a phone number of 480-726-6755. Is there any other phone that could be
PO
associated
number?
with the order? Okay, if you have the PO number, do you know what the store number of the Home Depot store was that you shopped at? Like the different stores where they're located, like say for example, if it was located in Birmingham, Alabama, it might be store 3532, whereas in Orlando, Florida, it might be 4567. So with that in mind, do you know what the store number was of the Home Depot store?
I know that the address, I don't know this phone number.
Where is the store located?
It's in Ocotillo, Arizona.
Again, what was the city in Arizona?
Ocotillo. It's ACOTA as in Oscar, C as in Carlos, O as in Oscar. Wait. T as in Tom.
Ocotillo.
Ocotillo. LLO.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Let's see here. That'll help me to locate the store number for the Home Depot because I have to enter that before I enter the PO number in order to look up the PO in the system. So let's see. That would be, looks like store 417. So with that in mind, let's see here. Zero. And I'm ready for the PO number that you have whenever you have it available.
It's 174-43910.
Okay, thank you. And this order is for Ivan Manzano at 620
Yes,
West
sir.
Sparrow Place, Chandler, Arizona, 85286. Primary phone 480-296-5171. Secondary 480-726-6755. With an email of imanzano@cox.net. Is this correct?
Yes, sir. That's the one.
Okay, and so what is, I see that your wall oven was installed on April 7th. What is the issue that you're having with the wall oven?
Okay, the issue that I have is the last Saturday, my wife, she started using the oven and she smelled smoke. And then suddenly the oven stopped working. So I check the breakers, I check everything, and nothing, everything seems to be okay, but the oven is nothing. There is nothing, there is no power. So I call Maytag, and one of the technicians from Maytag, they came on Tuesday, and after they check everything, they say that the wall connection that one of your technicians was wrong, and all those cables were burned. And he said that we were lucky that the house didn't burn down because those cables. And so he cut off he put everything back together, and he leave it like that. He told me to call an electrician or Home Depot. And so I spoke with Eric and Chris. They are the store managers for Home Depot of that location. And they told me that they're going to give you a call. So you can send one euro or you install it to install it properly.
Okay, let's see here.
I can send you a picture of the cable if you want, if you have any capability of that. How they look like.
Let's see here. I apologize for this delay.
Yeah, they told me that all the cables, they're supposed to wrap those cables in electric tape or something like that, the cables that they were used or some kind to protect them to touch one to each other, but apparently somebody let them loose. And something went wrong. And
okay, let's see here. And I can create a service call to have our techs out to correct the installation. Let's see here.
I don't know now if you need to replace those cables from the breaker to the oven or I don't know. They told me to call an electrician. So, but my best bet is to call you guys or to call Home Depot so they can take care of it because they were the ones that installed it.
Oh yes, sir. Our guys would need to go out and correct the installation of the unit. And I apologize for this delay, as I am getting a service call set up for you. Provided that there's nothing wrong with the unit itself, then, you know, we can, if we correct that electrical connection and the unit, begins functioning correctly again, then everything would be fine in that regards. And it would be reported to the installation office exactly what happened so that they could, you know, check into who installed that for you and how they are performing those installation jobs so they can make sure that they're, you know, performing those installations 100% correctly.
Yeah, you don't want this kind of trouble again. This can be very, it could be very bad.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I was lucky. I was lucky that nothing else happened. They say, wow, because when the microwave shut off, the breaker didn't, how do you call it?
It didn't trip the breaker.
They kicked the breaker, so that thing, that cables over there, they still active, live. So I was lucky. I'm just lucky that they came on time and everything.
Oh yes,
but,
sir, absolutely. And I apologize for your inconvenience. Let's see here. And also apologize about the amount of time that it takes for me to create a service call order and get everything set up to have the text go out.
They was in contact with you that same Wednesday, and somebody gave me a call, but nobody called me. So that's what I...
Well,
now I spoke with him, the assistant store manager, and she gave me your number.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take a look and see if anyone had contacted us or if any service other order had already been created for a service call. But if another order had been created for a service call like what I'm doing, then I should have been able to locate that very easily. When I searched in the system with your phone number, but, you know, when I did do that, nothing came up. So I'm just checking really quickly to see if there is another order that's already set up for a service call, because we wouldn't want to have two.
So check with the other number that they have in the PO is 480-296.
Whatever we have in regards to a service call is going to be exclusive and specific to our system, and I wouldn't be able to locate it with a Home Depot PO number. It would have an order number for our system, so it's something that our technicians would track and keep up with in regards to making sure that they get out, and also that our company keeps up with, so that we can keep up with performance of the techs and making sure they're getting out for their service calls and getting all their work performed correctly. Let's see here. And no, the only order that we have in the system for you is the order that we were that you gave me the PO for. That's the only order that we have. So I can continue on with what I was doing, creating the service call.
Okay.
And let's see here.
Thank you, man. Thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure to assist you. And let's see here. And the next available day that I can offer for scheduling of a service call is Wednesday, October 21st.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
Do I have to pay anything for that, or that's going to be under like a warranty repair?
Oh, no, you don't have to pay anything for the service call. Our techs will go out there to correct the installation at no cost to you. Let's see here.
Awesome.
And I have created the order for the service call, and it is scheduled for Wednesday the 21st. Now I'm continuing with my notes, so I can get an email sent over about the issue, and I apologize for this delay. Let's see here. And it shouldn't take too terribly much longer.
No, that's fine. That's fine. At least we're getting somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't have a lot. Please do not send the same guys to install, please. Because I don't want to go through the same thing again.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, the technician told me that there is nothing wrong with the microwave oven, which is great. And it's only installation, though.
And let's see here.
Sorry, what is your name again?
My name is Miles.
Thank you, Miles.
You're very welcome. And I thank you again for your patience. Okay, I have everything set up for you. The service call is scheduled for the 21st. I've sent an email over to the installation office. I've sent an email over to our team so that they can be aware of the issue that did occur. And was there anything else that I could assist with? Also, you will receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours on Tuesday the 20th with your time frame for the service call for Wednesday the 21st. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Do you have by any chance the work order number?
And I can take a look. Yes, I have the order number that exists in our database for this order.
Okay.
So the order number for the service call is 0669 D like David, 6 E like Edward, C like Charlie. And it looks like on the previous order, it says gate code #1999.
That remained the same.
That remains the same. Let me put that on the order for the text to be aware. So it'll be there so they can see it in their system with a little app that they use. All right. So I have that noted where the text should be able to see that when they get out to the gated community. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Yeah, what number did we call me, to my house or my mobile?
The primary contact phone on the order is listed as 480-296-5171, with the secondary being listed as 480-726-6755.
Okay, just do it that way. Yeah, the primary is my cell phone.
Okay, excellent. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, Miles. Thank you very much for all you heard, man. You've been great. And stay safe, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and you're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.